This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Forget all that stuff about the White House and the Department of Health and Human Services saying the Affordable Care Act is back on track, that healthcare.gov is doing all right, and everything is going to be back to where it should be real soon. You know how to tell all that spin might actually be true, though? Insurance companies are expected to spend about $500 million on television ads in the coming year, because if you run an insurance company, there has never been a moment quite like this. Thanks to the ACA, there's a landslide of new customers on the way. So Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the health desk at WHYY. The chance to grab market share has insurers set to saturate the airwaves for months to come.
Something big is shifting in the insurance industry. Kantar Media's Elizabeth Wilner says the ads tell you everything you need to know.
The changes that are being forced on the industry by the Affordable Care Act are going to be visible to anyone watching television.
For years, insurance companies marketed to HR departments and insurance brokers. But now, under the ACA, millions of consumers will be comparing one plan to another, looking at price, looking at which doctors and hospitals are included in the coverage. Really? For the first time, insurers have to sell themselves.
Believe in yourself. We do. Go you.
The Cigna, go you. That's, I think, the epitome of, quote-unquote, new insurer advertising.
Right now, Wilner says most consumers don't see health insurance companies as hip, friendly, warm, or caring. Insurance executives at the giant firms are willing to shell out lots of money to buy their companies a different image. Case Western's J.B. Silvers, who has run an insurance company, says there's a lot of money in that.
The market's sort of sticky. So once you enroll a bunch of people, you tend to hang on to them for a while. So that first pass is really important.
With so many customers up for grabs, many who are totally new to the market, fortunes are out there to be won, and not just for the big guys.
You know who directs most health insurance companies. We'd like you to meet some of the people who can direct a new nonprofit health plan in Maine.
Elizabeth Wilner from Kantar Media says this ad from a new insurer in the state of Maine suggests small upstarts feel like they can take out the giants.
The ads have that we're for the little people, not the big corporations. We're not a faceless insurance company.
And maybe it's working. With just two choices, New Kid Maine Community Health Options is taking Anthem Blue Cross's lunch. Based on HHS figures, after the first 2 months, Health Options has 73% of the consumers who've signed up on the exchange there. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.